Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hello and welcome back to the For Him podcast. I'm super excited to talk about today's topic. It's something that's been very heavily on my mind as I approach my transition season of graduating college. I'm going to have a new living situation and new people around me and be living in a new location and have different things that I do in my day-to-day routine, just new priorities. But guess what? I'm gonna have the same God. But in that, there's this daily choice to choose my relationship with God and His will for me above my own. Choosing Christ isn't just a one-time thing. Like I said, it's a daily decision, and it's not always an easy one. It doesn't always feel supernatural, and it definitely costs us some things, but it'll always be worth it. And so I just want to share with y'all the realness of following Jesus when your flesh wants something else, when life gets heavy, and even when obedience feels very inconvenient. I also know that I have listeners from all over, both in the US and even in other countries, which is such an awesome thing. But yeah, I would assume that you guys could guess that I'm from the South, from the Southern states, and just throwing y'all casually into the conversation. I know I don't talk too much about my personal life just because this whole podcast is for him, but I just wanted to throw that in there because I noticed that I just said y'all, and I probably say it all the time without realization that it's not super common for everyone else in conversation. But anyways, back to the real stuff. Choosing Christ is a choice that transforms everything, and so let's get raw, real, and unfiltered about choosing Christ. First, I just want to start out with the truth that this choice definitely takes commitment. It's not something that we always wake up feeling super holy or we're just glowing with purpose, and it makes it hard to choose something that can at times feel very distant. But following Jesus isn't about riding on this wave of constant spiritual highs anyway. It's about choosing Him in both the highs and the lows. And it's just really sweet that we can lean on God in both the valleys and the mountains, the things in life that feel super heavy, but also the things in life that feel just super freeing and light. And I just think, I don't know, I always reflect on the fact that both of those things point back towards Him, and I feel very near God when I'm in a moment of pure bliss and joy, but I also feel very near God when God is the only thing that brings me that pure bliss and joy, when everything else around me feels like it's crumbling. And so I just think it's so cool that His truth is evident in both our highs and our lows. And I think that's also why it's super, super important to be very intentional in what you help in the battle of the flesh versus the spirit. Because we do go through highs in life and lows in life, and there's going to be times where our fleshly desires try to override what is spiritually good for us. It is just important to continue feeding your spirit and starving your flesh. In Galatians 5:17, it says, "The flesh desires what is contrary to the spirit, and the spirit what is contrary to the flesh." And so that's why it's just really important to train your fighter. I think the more that the desires of our spirit override the desires of our flesh, the better trained they are to do so again and again and again. And in this, choose Christ. Again and again and again. And even when it doesn't feel natural when we do it, it becomes a lot more natural over time as we're able to see why it's so important to do so. But I will say that, like I said, it takes sacrifice and it takes surrender. And because of that, there's a cost that comes with it. It can look like saying no to that relationship that doesn't necessarily honor God, or no longer giving into this lifestyle that you used to love, or just being forgiving when it doesn't feel very fun to do so. But ultimately, just putting His will before your own. And in all of this, we can see that it's a choice that costs, but the cliche saying of good things don't come easy is very true to living for Jesus, because to truly live for Jesus, you must also truly die to yourself. You cannot live for the both of y'all. Those two things do not coincide. It says this in Luke 9:23, that says, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me." Emphasis on the daily. It is not a one-time thing. It is not just when it's convenient, but it's consistently choosing what glorifies God over what pleases you. I know that in this choice, I have let go of things that are comfortable and different opportunities in doing so. And that doesn't sound so good, but I wouldn't be putting my energy into making this podcast and promoting a journey with Jesus if it wasn't something that I found so much value in and enough to encourage others to do the same. I just came to this awareness that the more that I surrendered, the more I also realized that the stuff I was clinging to couldn't compare to what God was trying to give me anyway. In Matthew 10:30, we're told that whatever we give up for God, He will return it to us multiplied 100 times over. And that might not always be in the same form, but it's in ways that are so much richer and deeper and more meaningful. And this just shows us that God truly honors our sacrifice. And for this reason, we should take that jump into the unknown while just trusting that we're going to land on firmer ground. And we will. It's His promise. Next, I just want to touch on the reward of choosing Christ. Why it's a choice that is so worth making time after time. Because with great risk comes great reward. We are met with so much more than the things of this world can offer us. We are met with true peace and pure joy and real purpose when we choose Christ. All things that are so hard to find without sacrificing our comfort. But I think it's really cool how there's this cycle in terms of comfort, where you start with comfort and then you give something up, you make a sacrifice. And so because of that, you're uncomfortable. You're in this state of discomfort. But in that, you experience growth and therefore get to a place of comfort again. And I see it over and over and over. And as we continue to choose Christ, we continue to become more comfortable in doing so. I think that it also brings exploration of pieces of ourselves that were before hidden, and therefore we're able to give those parts of us to God so that He can heal them. And I've found in my own life that love has just been completely redefined in knowing Christ and in building that relationship and in seeking Him and following Him and trying to be my best representation of Him. I have just, I don't know, I guess gained this whole new sense of what love truly is, because when you know Him, you know love. I also have just found so much more consistency in my identity, and both of these things have led to so much healing in my life as a whole. But it's also not just about this freedom and fullness that choosing Christ brings right now in everyday life. It's also about this better eternity. And beyond that, we don't just gain a what, we gain a who. So whenever you feel torn, as it happens to all of us, if you're wrestling with faith or feeling distant from God or struggling to just choose Him when things outside of Him pull at your heart, know that you're not alone. You're not alone in the sense that, like I said, all followers of Christ feel this from time to time. And you're also not alone in the way that God is still with you, even when it feels otherwise. He sees us every time we say yes to Him, whether that be in public or in private, and all of these small acts of surrender matter so much. And so I just want to encourage you to remain faithful even when you don't feel super holy, and just keep choosing Him to continue to see why it's the right choice to make. So wherever you're struggling to choose Christ, whether it be in your mindset or your habits or your relationships or decisions, or in something completely outside of the few things that I just listed, because it comes in so many different forms, I really just want you to invite Him into that space and allow Him to take it over. it's not going to look like perfection, but it is this persistent surrender that pays off. And so if you take nothing else from all of this, I hope that you take that choosing Christ might not always be convenient, but it's always worth it. And every yes that you give him is planting a seed that he promises to multiply 100-fold. So continue to choose him one decision at a time and take one more step towards and for him.